This is Richmond Shepherd. I've spent my life in theater as an actor, as a mime, as a director, producer, writer. I'm unfit for real work. But I've been a critic for over 20 years, first on the largest radio station in New York, WNEW, and now I'm on Performing Arts Insider and lively-arts.com. I'm being conducted in an interview by David Lefkowitz on Days Gone By for UNC Radio.
On the 10th annual Total Theater Tony Show, I'm very, very proud to be talking with someone that I've known for many years, someone who's helped me out quite a bit in this business that we call a show, and someone that I'm very proud to call both a colleague and a friend. He is the co-publisher of Performing Arts Insider Theater Journal. I'm the co-publisher, I guess. And he's also done tons of things, from mime to directing to radio, theater criticism. I mean, you name it, he's done it. And his name is Richmond Shepherd. Welcome, Richmond. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm all right. How you been feeling? I know you had some medical stuff several months ago. Have you been good?
But I found that I'm still dancing.
All right. And dancing to the theater. How many times a year do you still go to the theater, off and on and off Broadway?
I go to between 100 and 150 shows a year. I go two or three times a week. I try to see all of Broadway and much off-Broadway, and then I sometimes cover a cabaret or a dance concert. I'm having a good time.
Well, wonderful time. And by the way, we should mention that you're what? You're 84 years old?
No. 85.
When did you turn 85?
In April.
Oh, well, happy belated birthday to you, man.
Thank you.
To Richmond Shepherd. Make us happy with your thoughts on the category of the Tonys for performance by an actress in a leading role in a play. The folks who are up for this prize include Tyne Daly for Mothers and Sons, LaTanya Richardson Jackson in A Raisin in the Sun, Cherry Jones for the revival of The Glass Menagerie, Audra McDonald in Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill, and finally Estelle Parsons for The Velocity of Autumn. Well, let's take them one by one. Richmond, what did you think of Tyne Daly in Mothers and Sons?
I thought she was quite interesting, a little over the top. You know, I'm going to mention over the top performances in the list.
Okay.
That means they shout and scream and yell and run around and make a lot of noise. They chew up the scenery. It's very presentational when they do that. They are showing the character and the emotion rather than feeling it, rather than being it.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought Tyne was a little over the top.
Okay.
Not as bad as some of the others I'm going to get to.
Oh, boy. Well, what about LaTanya Richardson Jackson in Raisin in the Sun?
She's terrific. She's fine.
Aha. Okay.
Very good. What's the next one?
Wow, that was quick. Cherry Jones for The Glass Menagerie.
One of the worst performances I've ever seen in my entire life.
Wow.
She yelled. She shouted. She stomped around. And as we say, chewed up the furniture. Now, it had no southern gentility. This is a play where the mother is southern gentility is her core. I like Cherry Jones. I've seen her in other things. I've given her good reviews. But in this, I blame the director for allowing that kind of runaway shouting and screaming for a woman of southern gentility.
Whoa.
I lived in the South at one time. I went to Emory University. My first wife was from Greenwood, Mississippi, and I lived with the southern gentility for quite some time. And I even went to the old family plantation. So that's my
life. Yeah. Well, what about Audra McDonald playing Billie Holiday in Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill?
She's great. She's terrific.
Mm-hmm.
Got the voice, got the energy, got the quirks of character. Terrific. Next.
Whoa. Do you think she's going to win?
What's the one thing we know for sure about show business?
We don't know anything.
You never know.
All right, well, let's not leave out, even though the show closed after just a couple of weeks and didn't get such great reviews, but Estelle Parsons in The Velocity of Autumn.
She had the same problem.
Also the shouting, the screaming, the chewing the scenery?
Just an expanded, exaggerated performance, which becomes, as I said, presentational, showing the character and emotion, rather than being it. Okay, I confess I come from a Stanislavski background where you're supposed to experience the emotions of the character. But when you feel the, even if she felt the emotion, you don't blow it out of proportion and become, in a way, a caricature of the character you're playing.
But isn't that kind of tough on a Broadway stage where there's 600, 800, 1,100 seats? I mean, you can do that in a 99-seat house or a 200-seat house, but for Broadway, don't you have to be a little bigger than life?
No.
Oh.
No, they amplify all the sound a little bit. I saw Patrick Stewart and Ian McKellen Waiting for Godot and
No Man's Land.
And No Man's Land. And they talked to each other. And they were two human beings on the stage in the huge theater. Everything is slightly amplified a little bit anyway. And there was a gentleness in both of them, which it needed. Some people think, a lot of people, obviously, since these people got nominated, a lot of people think that if you make a lot of noise, you're doing really good acting. And if you move yourself to tears rather than moving the audience to tears, once they see the tear trickle down, they think, oh, God, what an actor. He can cry on stage. No, the idea is to move the audience, not move yourself.
So, Richmond, let me ask you, if you were a Tony voter, and I know you vote for a couple of the other awards that are out there, would you choose LaTonya Richardson Jackson or Audra McDonald for leading actress in a play?
Yes, I would.
Not going to tie you down. All right, I'm going to tie you down to something else, though, Richmond. Right. What was your favorite, or what were your favorite one or two shows of all, be it off, or on Broadway during this past season?
I think the best show on Broadway is Rocky.
Wow! Giving Rocky some love, eh? How come?
Because it's like a Max Reinhardt or a Cecil B. DeMille spectacle. The leading man in it,
Andy Carl.
Looks like Stallone, mm-hmm. talks like Stallone in that kind of bass baritone. And when he said, "Yo, Adrian," the entire audience giggled.
Well, yeah.
The guy who reviewed it for the New York Times said it was an hour and a half of boredom and a great 15, 20-minute fight at the end. He must have had his head up his ass because this show is gripping from start to finish. And I was there with my lady, Barbara, who was head of the speech and drama department at St. John's University with 8 published books on theater, who was married to a Broadway producer. Her life has been theater, too.
Mm-hmm.
And we both thought it was a great spectacle, a terrific entertainment that gripped us from the opening beat right through to the magnificent choreography of the fight. So that's my pick.
And guess what, Richmond? I'm not so over the top, that's a phrase we're both using, as you are on the show, but I liked Rocky a lot more than a lot of other people did, including the first act, which was supposed to be negligible and boring. But you're right, it moves, and the sets are exciting.
There's nothing boring about it. There was a boring moment in it for me.
Right on. Well, it certainly is never boring talking to Richmond Shepherd and having you on both Dave's Gone By and our annual Tony Awards show. Where are you going to be? Are you going to be watching the Tonys at home?
Probably, but if I watch it at home, I'll have a few people over and we'll have some food and some drinks and a lot of laughs.
Well, I can't be there in person, but I would be there in spirit. Thank you
so
much.
Well, if the teleport machine gets fixed on your corner, come on over.
Thank you, Richmond, and thanks for being with us.
Thank you for calling me and getting my opinion.
You bet. Bye-bye now.
Bye.